Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a little riff from Jump by Van Halen. One of my favorite parts of that song. As great a guitar band as that is, one of the greatest riffs is from an organ. How about that? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world's happy about that. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, including Creating and Dominating New Markets, which I certainly completely encourage you to have those two books on your desk, not in on your bookshelf. You should be reading them. Meyer Group, M-E-I-E-R-G-R-P, MeyerGroup.com, right, Peter?
Yes, correct. Thank you very much for the nice things you said.
Well, yeah, I mean it, and we always get smarter when you join us, Peter. So talk to us some more. We're talking about empowerment, whether there's a disconnect between what you think as the owner, as the employer, as the entrepreneur, as the CEO of your company. When I suspect, Peter, if you walked up to the average small business owner and said, are your employees empowered? And the average employer would say, oh, yeah, sure. And if we went and checked behind them, we'd find out that most of them weren't. And maybe not because the employer didn't want it, but because they weren't on the same page with their employees with regard to how they're empowered. What do you think?
I think that it's even more interesting than that. I think a lot of us assume the word empowerment applies, but we don't understand that different people have different views of what the word empowerment means. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. I think the first question to figure out, the first decision to make as a business manager or owner is, do I want people to be self-empowered or empowered by me? Either answer is fine, but we need to be clear on what the answer is with ourselves and clear with the people who we're working with.
What is it? Can I ask you a question? Could it be true one way for one employee and another way for another one? In other words, a younger employee, a new employee, maybe we'd want them to be empowered by me, and somebody's been around a while, a key employee, they could be empowered by themselves, by the company. What do you think?
It's a tempting thought, and it leads to dysfunction.
Okay.
And you don't want to, as we said in the previous segment, you don't really want to spend a lot of cycles on trying to manage dysfunctional organization mm-hmm. when you have a lot of other stuff going on. If you have a lot of spare time in your hands, nothing to worry about, this is a fine thing to do. If you have a lot of things to get done in a day or a week, then it makes much more sense to get a common definition of empowerment and a common set of actions of empowerment across the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that the right answer is, I am the authority for everybody, mm-hmm. and then I'll have to hire people who want an outside authority. Or the right answer might be, I don't want to be everybody's authority. I can't do that. I can't survive that way. Then I have to hire and train people who are wanting to be their own authority from the beginning. The good news is that, like most of us as small business owners, most people we talk to, want to be their own authority. They act that way outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to tell them how to do it. I need to tell them that they can do it in my place of work, mm-hmm. where I was once the only authority.
Do you give them parameters? Do you give them a range that they can work within? Do you give them some kind of a universe that they can operate in? What their assignment, a budget, or something like that? What do you do?
Absolutely. What I want to do with that situation is say to them, look, here's what needs to get done. My definition of success is blank, blank, blank. So I give them success criteria, and then I say, do you have any questions? And then I say, please go do it and ask me if you have questions, but please understand that I'm not here to answer questions. I'm here to help you get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Two different things. Not to do it for you, but to help you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back to what we were saying a little while ago, it becomes a discussion about not here's the answer to your question, Jane or Joe. here you come. That's a good question. You've got the right skills to answer it. You have my permission to go figure it out. Let me know what you come up with, and let's talk about it.
One exercise.
You can do this.
One exercise I've used over the years is to tell people, don't bring me a problem unless you brought me at least one solution.
And a good way of looking at it.
And what ends up happening is when they look at that, when they go back and spend a little more time trying to come up with their one solution that they would bring me, then they realize, wait a minute, why don't I just do that?
People love to learn. Use that as your advantage.
Yeah,
people love to learn.
Good point. Well done. Well said. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you very much for having me.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Peter joins us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.